Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to heal your mind, body, and spirit? You can give yourself the gift of whole body wellness. Stay tuned for the next hour as Audrey Michelle brings you the new hit show, Rewired Life Radio. Learn to love, heal, celebrate. On Transformation Talk Radio, Audrey is going to take you on a journey to healing and wellness by sharing her infinite wisdom and creating incredible conversations with the expert guests she brings on. Get ready to rewire your life. Here is your host, Audrey Michelle.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Rewired Life Radio. I'm your host, Audrey Michelle, and I have to apologize, you guys. I have given myself a sinus infection. As you well know, the last 8 weeks on the show have been all about leading up to Rewired Life Soul Awakening class. Can you tell I'm even out of breath trying to talk to you guys? We'll get used to it. And it launched. It's done. It started on Monday, and so all of that just, like, came pouring out, all the stress, all the overwhelm, all the stuff, and this weekend I ended up with a sore throat and congestion, and now I'm just, like, sinus infection-y, and so I have to be honest, I literally got in the shower right before this started, so I didn't sound like walking death, so that's how I sounded, but then I'm also laughing because I don't know if you remember the beginning of, oh gosh, May, I had a guest on, Miss Carrie Socha, talking about essential oils. And so she's been getting me interested, you guys. And so I am slathered in the respiratory blend. I got some eucalyptus going. I've got my diffuser next to me. I threw in some spearmint for confident communication because, you guys, that's what we're talking about today. Conscious communication. And so isn't that hilarious that we're talking about conscious communication? And I have pretty much incapacitated my ability to communicate with you guys. So we're going to work through it. Hang with me though, you guys, because this is a great discussion coming your way. The author of the new book, literally called Conscious Communication, Miss Mary Shores, she's with us today, and I cannot wait to introduce her to you. So today we are shifting back. Like I said, the Soul Awakening Masterclass is live. It's rocking. It started on Monday. And so now we are back to our regularly scheduled program of having guests for the whole hour. And today I'm so excited to introduce you to today's guest. Like I said, she's a newly published author with Hay House, whom, of course, we adore. And, you know, she's bringing us her wisdom about shifting your communication in order to shift your life. Doesn't that sound awesome? So today we're going to talk about not only your brain, which I adore, talking about neuroplastic pathways. She's going to share her version of it. And we're going to talk about our beliefs and how they can be in our way. And we're going to talk about living in alignment, living as our best self, using communication as a tool to get us there. And then Mary's going to share with us her intention. You know, I'm obsessed with closing the show with setting your intentions. And Mary's going to share with us what that looks like for her. So Mary has spent over the last decade teaching individuals how to inspire others, creating new ways of thinking, identifying and achieving their goals, and taking action to truly create meaningful results. She is this revolutionary founder of the groundbreaking conscious communication system, which produces these positive results for positive action. And she's here with us today. Oh my God, you guys, Mary, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's so exciting to be here today. I've been looking forward to this for a while.
I know. My gosh, I think we started communicating about this, what, 2 months ago? So it's wonderful to have you here and to have your book in hand, because I know when we started talking about this, you weren't quite published yet. It was in the, you know, I get it, the final bouts of, like, it's going to be published on this day, maybe, and then, you know, finally come into fruition. So huge, huge congratulations to you. That's such an honor.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. How's it feel to finally have the book out in the world?
Well, I'll tell you what, I could never, ever, ever have predicted the feelings that I would have had over that, because everyone was asking me like, well, what do you think it's going to be like when your book is finally out? There's no way I could have predicted the feeling I get when people who are reading the book reach out to me and just share with me the experiences that they're having while reading the book. It's changing their lives, but it's feeding and juicing my life at the same time.
Oh my gosh, I so totally get it. So I have to ask you this, because I get it, especially mine's been out for 2 years now. So, but at the beginning, it was just so many questions about like, what made you want to write a book? So I have to know that from you.
Well, for me, I guess I knew for about 10 years that I really wanted to write a book. Mm-hmm. I struggled a lot with some beliefs that I was not a writer, and that's something that I'm pretty open to talking about. But I just had this life story that people, I didn't understand why they were so fascinated, but people were fascinated by the journey that I had been through and all of the things that I had been able to overcome. And even to the point where a professor from UCLA wanted to actually study me because he wanted to make a class, a women's studies class, out of it.
Wow. Oh my gosh. What an honor. Like an honor. And then like, wow. Right. Like, what is so crazy about my life that other people want to study it? Did you have that?
You know, I did. And I basically at that time, I mean, this was several years ago, but at mm-hmm. that time, you know, I guess I was super interested in where he thought he could go with it, but didn't necessarily see myself in the role like he saw me in at the time.
Yeah.
Of course,
yeah.
Like I said, that was many years ago.
Yeah. Well, now shifting into like the, you know, self-awareness and self-acceptance and being like rocking it, right? Like, this is my gift, I guess. So here we go. I love that. So I want to start here, Mary, because, you know, my listeners know I talk a lot about neuroplastic pathways and short-circuiting our emotions. And so I loved it that you began your book, Conscious Communication, all about the brain. So I got all excited. And so talk to us about how you got interested in brain science and then, of course, how it applies to communication into your book and your work, I guess.
I got interested in it initially because when I was 19 years old, I had given birth to a daughter. Her name is Haley, and she was born severely and profoundly brain damaged to the point where she had no instincts to be able to suck a bottle. She was fed through a gastrostomy tube in her tummy. She was considered to be both blind and deaf, lived in and out of children's hospitals for the next year and a half until she passed away. Mm-hmm. And from complications to her, you know, just profound brain damage. But mm-hmm. back then I used to go to the library all the time and I wanted to learn everything I could about the brain because I don't know, somewhere inside of me, I just believed that there was a way that the brain could overcome the damage that she had sustained. Yeah. And there were rare cases of that, you know, way back when, but they know more things now because of stem cell research and different things going on. And so that was sort of my like initial introduction to it. So that's been well over 20 years ago. And then later on, I had a son who is on the autism spectrum. And so because of that, it really took me right back to that path of understanding neuroscience. And this time really including a lot of stuff about the nervous system.
Yeah. So one of your chapters, I love the way you put this, your brain can either be your friend or your frenemy. I like the way you named that. So talk to us about what that means to you, friend or enemy, frenemy.
Sure. So it's really about that everything that all of our emotions that we're processing, we're doing that through our nervous system based on the chemicals that we're creating in our brain and in our body. And I know, initially you were talking about, I think you were calling neuroplastic pathways. So I just call mm-hmm. them neural pathways. And we have mm-hmm. everything we think and speak about and all of our experiences in life are creating these neural pathways and neural networks inside of our subconscious mind. And the subconscious mind creates the patterns that we live by. And those patterns that we live by create chemical recipes in our body and in our nervous system. And so that's why our nervous system is either our friend or our frenemy, because sometimes, you know, we just, we're in a bad mood or we're being procrastinating and we just don't really understand why. And, or maybe we're being emotionally charged over something that doesn't really deserve the level 10 outbreak we're giving to it. Yeah, we don't understand why. And the reason why is because of all these chemicals that are flooding through our nervous system. And so especially that first part about the brain is going to talk about how can we rewire our neural pathways and how can we create an environment where we're supplying ourselves with these good, happy chemicals instead of like the nasty, angry ones.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. This is why I was so excited to talk to you, because I'm just like, can we both talk about the same thing in different ways, but really have so much overlap about, rewired life for me, meaning breaking these short circuits of emotions that we've created with these pathways. And so I love the way you talk about it. So Mary, we need to take a quick break here, but before we do, tell us how we can stay in touch with you. How can we learn more about you?
Well, I can be super easy to find on social media under the name Mary, M-A-R-Y, Shores, S-H-O-R-E-S. I love to connect with people on LinkedIn, Pinterest, Twitter, and Facebook, also Instagram. I also have a couple of Facebook groups. One is called Fearless Ambition, and that's a group of people who are working through some of the processes that I'm doing, and we have a lot of free coaching in that group as well, and people who are reading the book. And then our gratitude group called Declaring Gratitude, that's a women's only group that we, it's an accountability group to share daily gratitudes.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Okay, you guys, like I said, we have to take a quick break. You're going to want to stay tuned because Mary has some awesome giveaways for us, and we're going to talk about that more as the show goes on. You're listening to Rewired Life Radio with me, Audrey Michelle, and we are, of course, encouraging you to be curious and conscious in your communication. So if you're interested in learning more about my work as a spiritual growth coach, you can go to audreymichelle.com. So, of course, stay tuned. We're going to continue to chat with my guest today, Miss Mary Shores. And we're going to talk about why words matter. Okay, you guys? So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Welcome to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I am so thrilled that we've created this venue for all of you out there.
Dr. Pat Basile will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
What we have heard is that you want to ensure for us that we keep positive, holistic, uplifting, transformative talk radio on the air. We're excited to bring you the contemporary conversations about Lyme disease.
We promise not to let the light fade on Lyme.
So fasten your seat belts. We've got lots more to share with you in the weeks to come.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio with Dr. Pat and help keep our mission strong on transformationtalkradio.com.
Brand consultant Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help you take control of your future and maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're an individual trying to reinvent yourself and launch a new venture, or you're an executive trying to reposition your company to modernize your sales and marketing programs, Jen Morgan and the RAD Method empower you to play to your strengths and show up in the world as your most powerful brand. To learn more, go to jenmorgan.com, that's Jen with two N's, Morgan.com, or call 206-9000. 972-5366.
Gain powerful insight and practical tools to support you on your spiritual journey. Access your higher self and tune in every second and fourth Thursday at 12 p.m. Pacific to A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin, Walking the Path of Freedom. Andrew is a highly attuned, intuitive oracle, energy worker, spiritual teacher, and international radio host. For more about Andrew and his services, visit thelightedones.com.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters NRG.com.
Oh my gosh, you guys, welcome back to Rewired Life Radio, where we learn to love, heal, and celebrate. Of course, I'm your host, Audrey Michelle, and today we are encouraging you to look at conscious communication, to understand that your words matter, because as Mary and I were talking about in the last segment, our neuroplastic pathways, they're so important, right? The way I talk about it is, does practice make perfect or does practice make a pattern? And if practice is making a pattern, repeated activities making a pattern, don't you want to have control over that? And so, Mary, let's get back into it here about, if we're choosing our words and we're choosing our thoughts, how can we affect these pathways that you've been talking about?
So all of our words, especially the involuntary words that we say, they're a mirror to our subconscious mind. And so what I mean by that is, like I gave the example before that I wanted to write a book, but I had this belief that I was not a writer. And I would literally say that. I would walk up to people and I would say, oh yeah, I want to write a book, but I'm not a writer. And so those words, I'm not a writer, were literally a mirror to the inside of my subconscious mind and my belief system that somewhere deep down inside, I didn't really believe that I had the skill set necessary to write a book. And before I was ever going to write anything, I needed to rewire that belief because it's not available to me if I don't really believe that I'm capable of it. And so I had to take steps to rewire that belief. And I love how you call it a pattern because really, one of the ways that we create these patterns in the first place is because we repeatedly use these words like, I don't have enough money, or I'm not a writer, or too rich for my blood, or whatever, or I'm so stupid. And every time we say those words, what we're doing is we're strengthening the neural network inside of our mind, inside of our subconscious that created the belief in the first place. So what do we need to do to overcome that is we need to create a new neural pathway.
Yeah.
And that can be done in multiple different ways. So, the thing that's been around forever that we've known about is affirmations. And so that's why it's so powerful that Hay House published my book, because Louise Hay herself really understood the power of affirmations.
Yeah. Well, just like, hail to the queen, like, of affirmation.
She really, really was. She's such my idol. And sometimes I say I'd love to be the protege of Louise Hay. And so affirmations did not come easy for me, especially in the beginning, because I couldn't get into the idea of saying things that were incongruent or not congruent with my truth. So I can't say I've got millions of dollars if I don't have millions of dollars, because that was causing like a trip in my circuitry. Yeah. So what I did was I wrote affirmations, and I just think that there's something magical that happens when you put pen to paper in how it wires your neural pathways.
For sure.
And I literally wrote a page of affirmations a day for one straight year. And it was totally life changing. It took about 45 days. Cause that's another thing is I think we're always, or I know in the past, I was always looking for these like transformational weekends and my life's going to change overnight. Mm-hmm. And what I learned was that it's really a journey, and the journey is still happening even today, 10 years, 15 years later. And I just learned another piece. Or another, I get another drop in that bucket of all of the things that I'm destined to learn here. But the words are a really strong part of it. And there's lots of guidance in the book. I think I have a process called 3 Steps to Creating Rocking Affirmations, which talk mm-hmm. about all the different kinds of affirmations, how you can use them to ask for guidance. Like, for example, I would say, guide me to thoughts in harmony with my core desires. And I used to say that every day. I still do.
That's
actually
a beautiful one.
Yeah, they're really, you can make them super beautiful and meaningful, yeah. but still be your truth.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you know, if you use that $1 million one, I'm going to be, however you said it, I'm going to have $1 million. And you're just like, well, I can't use that because I don't have it. But like the one that you just said kind of merges the two of, you know, where I'm at now, totally okay, but I'm headed in this next direction.
That's right. Or I would say,
it feels like more of a baby step in between the like $1 million and, you know,
right.
be a millionaire.
Well, one of the ones that I say to every day today, or like I said over and over this morning, is something amazing is going to happen today. Something amazing is going to happen today. And that's just a super easy one that I can connect with it and understand it. And so I've just got, you know, like a way to do asking statements. Also, I have a way of doing releasing statements. So, for example, for me, I have had issues with abandonment in my past. So a releasing statement for me is, I release my fear of abandonment. And then I follow that up with an I am statement of, I am surrounded by unconditional love and support. Because if you really look at the intention or the fear behind abandonment, it's that you don't think your need is going to be met. And what is that need? We all have a need for unconditional love and support. Yeah. And so I do the releasing statement followed up with the I am statement.
Awesome. I think that's amazing. You know, one of the affirmations that I teach a lot is, I forgive you. I love you. I'm sorry. And that can be for, you know, if there's another person involved in the thing or if it's just you. But yeah, I love what you're talking about. So one of the things you mentioned in the book is, awareness, right? Awareness to, you know, you say barrier beliefs, I call them unhelpful patterns. We're talking about the same thing, this block, right? How do you become aware that there's a block? That there's something, a belief, a barrier, that there's something in the way. How do you even start?
Well, I think that one way to start is to pay attention to the words that you're saying. Mm-hmm. So like for me, saying I'm not a writer, you know, I was blind to the fact that I was saying that for years. Yeah. And then when I became aware of it, oh, wait, I'm sitting here saying I'm not a writer, then it was pretty obvious to me at that point. And I think I had read it in someone else's book and it was just right there for me to see. But yeah. you can also find out in many other ways, such as just getting really cognizant of all of the repetitive things that are happening in your life. So for example, one of the things that I really love to talk about is possibilities and probabilities, because we have these infinite possibilities available to us. But what changes a possibility into a probability is all the actions we take. So whenever you know you should do something, but for whatever reason you don't do it, mm-hmm. it's very likely that there is a, like you called it a pattern, I call it a brick wall. So there is very likely some sort of belief in your subconscious that is preventing you from taking those next steps.
Yeah, some sort of I'm not lovable, I'm not worth it, you know, all of the, you know, it's really the core feelings, of course, that Miss Louise, for me anyway, brought to my attention. And it really does all, if you like peel down all the layers of, you know, the higher level beliefs and patterns, it comes down to these beliefs of I'm not good enough, I'm not lovable, you know. So I really adored the way that you wrote about the barrier beliefs and awareness, like I said, is a huge thing. So I want to share this with our listeners. You have a giveaway for us, and it's the companion to the book. So tell us what's going on in the guidebook.
Well, I absolutely love this guidebook. My superpower really has come to me by way of making personal development challenges through creating these super beautiful workbooks. Mm-hmm. And I've got a whole bunch of different ones, but I made one specifically for the book, which is called the Conscious Communications Guidebook. And I want to say it's almost 40 pages, and it's basically every coaching exercise in the book already outlined for you in journal form, because a lot of the things in the book might take you a little while for the journaling. So you don't want to stall your progress in the book because losing your place or something like that. So it's beautifully illustrated. My creative assistant, Soraya, made it for me based on all of the exercises in the book. It's super, super fun. And the way that you get it is we give it away free. Actually, if you purchase the book, all you do is play what we're calling the I Spy Mary Shores game. So you just post a picture. I know. You post a picture of the book with using a quote out of the book and the hashtag I Spy Mary Shores. Now you want to make sure it's marked public so we can find you. And then as soon as you do that, you can give us a shout out or we'll find you and send you the companion book.
I Spy Mary Shores. This sounds like fun. I'm like, where am I going to take the book?
I've been really enjoying it, especially because then like all of the people
who have been. That's a fun game.
Yeah, the people that are posting the quotes, then I've been making memes, like custom memes with the quote that they chose and sent that to them so that they can use that kind of as their own thing. As well as shooting like a 1-minute video based on the quote that they sent in.
Awesome. So just a reminder, because we got to go to break already. Everybody, you can find out more about Mary by going to her website. It's maryshores.com. Super easy. And all of her social media is the same, Mary Shores. She's got a super fun Instagram. Her blog, Fearless Ambition, on her website is, I've just been reading all kinds of work from amazing women. And I actually got to blog on that about, gosh, has it been a month ago already? So super fun. So go check that out, maryshores.com. And like I said, it's time for another break. So I'm Audrey Michelle. You're listening to Rewired Life Radio. And of course, if you're interested in hearing more about today's episode, or if you, after the episode, I've been doing this fun thing. I've been going on my Facebook group, Rewired Life Awakening, and sharing more in depth about what's been going on the episode. So you can definitely go to AudreyMichelle.com or search Rewired Life Awakening so you can hear more about Mary and I's conversation there. But when we come back, Mary and I are going to talk more about her work and living in this commitment of conscious communication. Okay, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Curious about the meaning of life? Do you want to deepen your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. The school also organizes group meditations each year to benefit humanity. Whether you're just beginning to reflect on the spiritual side of your life or are a more experienced spiritual seeker, the school warmly welcomes you to join our group. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit esotericstudies.net. That's esotericstudies.net. To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Have you ever said to a friend, "I am trying to be less stressed. I am hoping to meet someone special." Or how about, "I am working on getting a job I love." Hi, I'm Eve from Elite Tarot, host of the weekly show, Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. Words like hoping, wanting, and trying may seem innocent. However, they carry with them emotional weight that actually blocks energy. Next time you start to say these words, say instead, I am becoming less stressed. I am looking forward to meeting someone special. I am pursuing a job I love. While your brain may resist, note how your body physically feels as possibility of success suddenly appears. As an intuitive coach and professional tarot card reader, I work with clients worldwide on using energy effectively to embrace joy. If you'd like to schedule a session, please visit my website at elitetarot.com. That's ELITETAROT.com.
Oh my gosh, welcome back to Rewired Life, you guys, where we learn to love, heal, and celebrate. I'm your host, Audrey Michelle, and today we are chatting with the newly published author, Mary Shores, about conscious communication. I mean, her book is literally called Conscious Communication. You're going to want to get a hold of that. She's giving us her guidebook that goes along with the book, which is really great. Something I wanted to say, Mary, actually, when you were saying... you know, you have so many tools inside of the book that if you were to read it and do the tools in that moment, it'd take you forever to get through the book. And I remember reading Louise Hay's book the very first time. And, you know, in her introduction, she says, you're going to want to read this book twice. First, you're going to want to just read it and get the concepts. And second, you're going to want to read it again and do all the things. And so that's what popped into my head is you were like, you know, I've got the book and I got the guidebook, which I think is great. So you can kind of have, you're essentially doing the same thing as what Louise was doing of, you know, getting the concept and then rocking the tools. So you guys, like I said, you can go to maryshores.com and she has all of her information there. I'm going to share this link on Facebook too, but if you hashtag I spy Mary Shores, did I get that right?
You did.
I spy Mary Shores with your book. She will, you'll get a hold of the guidebook as well. So super fun. Okay. So, you know, in the last segment, we were talking about alignment and, awareness. In this segment, I want to shift into, you know, living from alignment and how do the two go together, right? We talked about how do you even know. How do you even become aware that you're living out of these beliefs that aren't even yours and they're not even in alignment with what you want to be doing? So living in alignment is all about becoming who you really are, who you're really supposed to be. And so, Mary, what does this mean for you, shifting into living out of alignment?
Well, it's such a great question for me because I used to struggle with this one a lot. I would hear my teachers and my mentors always say, get in alignment. And I thought, is that a foreign language? I don't understand. I mean, I literally couldn't even understand the word alignment and what I meant and what it meant. Or like when they said, get out of your own way. I'm like, huh? Like it just was so confusing. So what I did figure out was that living in alignment means when you have your thoughts, your words, and your actions all moving in the same direction of the things that you desire most in life. Mm-hmm. And so if what you desire is to lose weight, that's an easy example that we've probably all dealt with at one point or another, but yet we're eating a Snickers bar, that's an example of out of alignment. Mm-hmm. Or if that's, you know, out of alignment with our choices. But mm-hmm. if I want to write a book and my words are, I'm not a writer, that's an example of out of alignment with my words. Mm-hmm. And if we're constantly focusing and thinking about all the things that we don't want to have happen in our life, and we're, you know, we've really put our fears in charge instead of our dreams, that's an example of our thoughts being out of alignment. And so I understood that part, but I really still felt like there was something missing. And what's super unique about the steps in conscious communication are that it's a direct process to get you in alignment with the things that you want to have happen, because we're always creating our life by the things that we're saying and the things we're doing, but we are creating things that are chaotic or we're creating things that are great. And so if you follow if you follow some pretty easy guidelines, and my favorite is cleanse or clog, which quite literally means that everything you're doing is either cleansing your life or it's clogging your life. And so once you learn that process, it's super easy. So like if I want to be on a diet and I want to lose 20 pounds, I just need to say, before I put this bite of food in my mouth, is it going to cleanse me or is it going to clog me? And as long as I'm 80% of the time making cleansing connected choices in my life, whether that's about food, whether it's about relationships, because everything you say or do in a relationship, every action you take, every word that comes out of your mouth in your relationship is either going to create deeper connection or drive a disconnection. And same is true for your finances, for your career, for your spiritual growth, for your personal and professional development.
Yeah. Let me ask you this way. What advice do you have for people who are like, thought that they were in alignment, right? Like doing these actions, like, yes, everything feels aligned. And then all of a sudden, like, it's not. And it's like, freaks them out, right? That you've been going along for like so long feeling aligned. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh my God, this isn't aligned at all. How do you help people deal with that?
Well, I think that you just need to readjust your path because, you know, just like if you were driving the wrong way in a car, as soon as you're aware that you're going the wrong direction, you just turn around and you go the other direction. I think that we're in this smack dab in the middle of this positive psychology movement that doesn't really allow us to have negative feelings. Mm. And I think it puts us in a place to not process things when shit hits the fan.
Yeah.
And it's very important, and I teach processes in my book. I have a process called From Breakdown to Breakthrough, that when things are out of control in your life or you're feeling that out of alignment, that you have a way to check in and process what's going on. And so you can simply, for example, just making a list of everything is wrong and writing it down on paper will actually create dopamine and serotonin in your brain as well as vasopressin. So these are things that you can do that will immediately shift your physiology.
And I just was popping in my mind earlier when we were talking about affirmations of giving yourself some forgiveness, right? When all of a sudden you're like, wow, thought I was in alignment, super not out of, in alignment right now. And being able to forgive yourself, I think, is one of the things you're trying to say, you know, like coming from a space of love and shifting gears and being okay with that, right? That's the like thing that seems to get overlooked.
Isn't it interesting? If you and I were besties, and let's just say Saturday morning, you and I have a coffee date, and I say to you, Audrey, I can't believe this stupid thing I did this week. I messed it up so bad. You know, it's going to cause me this consequence. It's going to cost me all this money to correct it. And I'm so stressed out and I can't even believe myself that I did this. You, if you're my bestie, would immediately wrap me in a big, warm, loving hug. And you would just immediately set out to want to make me feel better. But if I tell that, and I would do the same for you, but if I tell that story to myself, I don't wrap myself with that compassion. In fact, I just decide now we're just going to be as abusive as possible on the inside and make you feel even worse. And so it's really interesting because by doing this process from breakdown to breakthrough, when you're doing it on paper, one of the things, and it's actually researched by neuroscience, is that by doing these processes, you'll have the same level of compassion as you do for your bestie, only towards yourself.
Yeah. And it's so human nature. You know what I mean? Like so many women that I talk to, it's how we treat ourselves. And it's really quite sad, you know, to think that we're the hardest on ourselves when you can sit there for your bestie or for your kiddo and be like, it's okay. It's all right. We'll get through it. Maybe that wasn't the best decision. That's cool. Well, now we're going to shift.
Right. It is quite the conundrum that I can do that process for you and I can hold space for you, but doing it for myself is a different thing. Well, it turns out there's an actual sector in your brain that is in control of that self-compassion. And there's a way for you to trigger that, just like you would trigger the vagus nerve or the way you would trigger your fight or flight. And when you do trigger that, the amount of self-compassion you feel, it's just a whole different thing.
Yeah.
And you don't have to punish yourself anymore.
Yeah. So wonderful. I had a question percolating about, thinking about this, like self-compassion, right? And feeling the feelings. But what about, I've just watched, you know, as a spiritual growth coach, like I talk to a lot of people, and on the radio, I talk to a lot of people, and I just had this situation where, like you were saying, we seem to be addicted to this just like positive thought, right? Which is fine in some aspects, but what if you're skimming over, the negative and not feeling them? I don't know. That just like popped in my mind. I don't know if you have an opinion about that, but like,
oh, I totally do because you're, okay. You know, everything. So I have this thing that I, you know, everything in life is about experience, and we, you know, being positive doesn't mean you never experience a negative emotion. And the problem that I'm noticing with positive psychology is that we're left feeling shamed if we ever have a negative thought. And if we don't process our negative thoughts, or when the shit hits the fan in our life, then what happens is our bodies are like a library and they store every experience that we've ever had, good or bad. And so if we don't process those, then they're going to stay stuck inside of our body and they're going to cause illness.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. I just all of a sudden, I was like interested in how you would interpret that, because for me, I look at it as balanced versus unbalanced growth, meaning if we're not cleaning up the, if you want to call it low vibe parts of ourselves, or, you know, less desirable parts of ourselves, and like really looking at them and cleaning them up, all of a sudden the distance between our best self and our low vibe self gets so distant, that as a person, you're kind of hard to understand, right? Like the pendulum swings way too far from like your best self and your like shadow self. Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you. All of a sudden, I was like, I think I want her opinion on this. So, gosh, this is going so fast, Mary. We have to take another break. Tell us one more time how we can stay in touch with you and get a hold of your guidebook.
Well, my website is maryshores.com, and the way to get the guidebook is to order the book on Amazon or wherever, as long as you have a book that you can take a picture of, post it on social media with a quote and the hashtag #EyesByMaryShores. Just let us know you've done that, and we will send you the guidebook.
Yeah, so helpful. So you can read it and, like, you know, then have all of the actionable items, like, right in front of you. I think that's an awesome add to the book. Okay, so we are definitely going to come back with Mary Shore in the next segment and talk about intention. You're listening to Rewired Life Radio with me, Audrey Michelle. And as we head into this break, you're definitely going to go to maryshores.com, check out what she's up to. Okay, we'll be right back.
Are you looking for the perfect setting for your next workshop or retreat? At Spirit Fire Meditative Retreat Center, cultivating consciousness is what we do best. Our guests count on us to create an atmosphere that supports serenity and well-being. We lead from the heart and create space for the mind. Freshly prepared meals designed with local and organic ingredients, 95 acres of beautiful woods and pastures, and a facility built with green in mind. This is what you'll find at Spirit Fire. For more information, visit spiritfireretreatcenter.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Tune into the wisdom of your soul for guidance on living a joyful life. On Soul Wisdom Radio, Wendy will provide inspiration to raise your vibration and connect with your higher self and guides. Learn how to balance your ego and to progress spiritually on Soul Wisdom Radio with Wendy Rose Williams. Visit WendyRoseWilliams.com or Transformation Talk Radio to learn more about a healing session with Wendy and her events and publications.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Thrive is what we experience when our mind, body, and soul operate as one. When we thrive, we excel on all levels. Thrive is the mindset that matters. It is essential to our being. Have you ever found yourself looking for the instruction manual on how to thrive? You'll find everything you need to help you feel strong, powerful, and peaceful in your own body. So don't waste any more time. Visit thrivebyjen.com today.
In this day and age, if you don't reinvent yourself, you may never find balance, peace, and the sustainable life that is your birthright. Angela Watson Robertson, known as the Reinvention Warrior and the host of breakthrough radio show Masters of Reinvention, is here to help you reinvent every area of your life. Tune in and hear from the best in the personal transformation business and discover tips and tools for positive change. Live every month on Transformation Talk Radio.
Oh my gosh, you guys, can you even believe it's been an hour with Mary? This has been so fun. So welcome back to Rewired Life Radio, where we learn to love, heal, and celebrate. I'm your host, Audrey Michelle, and we've been spending this hour talking with the newly published author, Mary Shore, and all about conscious communication. And, you know, here we are in the fourth segment. And as you all know, it's my favorite question. I have to know, Mary, how do you live your life with intention?
Well, intention for me is really all about what is the feeling and the desire behind my words and actions and thoughts. And so I guess by always just checking in with that and making sure that there's congruence there, that I say what, you know, I mean what I say and I say what I mean.
Mm-hmm. And so do you have, you know, we were talking about affirmations earlier in the show. So I know you shared one of your favorite ones. If you either want to reshare that one or give us a new one that you like to maybe start your day with.
The one I shared earlier was guide me to thoughts in harmony with my core desires. And another one that I absolutely love is something like, guide me to new opportunities every day, or guide me to opportunities in the direction of my highest growth. Or I've even got some for health, which are like, my cells and body are always regenerating. And another one that I absolutely
I'm gonna use that
love.
One. Yeah, that's it. Regeneration for all the crud that's coming out of my nose today.
My cells and body are always regenerating every day. Yeah. And another one is, let's see, help me rendezvous with like-minded people.
Ooh, yum.
It works too.
I'm going to pocket that one. Rather than roll that one, it's stuck in my pocket.
In my newsletter, we share, so my newsletter is super cool. I'm very proud of it. It's called Fearless Ambition. And one unique thing is that we give as I told you, my superpower is creating these workbooks. So every week in the newsletter, there is a step-by-step process along with a free worksheet that you can download to actually do the things that it talks about in the newsletter. And then there's always a weekly affirmation that's given.
I love it. And you're right about that being your superpower. Like you and another woman in my life, like, just bust out content, written content, like crazy, which is beautiful. And everything you come up with is just quite lovely. I'm not kidding when I'm saying you should be very proud of the blog and the newsletter that you produce, because it's beautiful. Where the rest, like some of us, like me, although I loved writing my book, it's not second nature for me to bust out a blog post, but I can sit here and talk to people for hours. So that's been really fun. So
I'm glad I've given you that impression. It is not easy for me. And
really?
A lot of times,
oh my gosh.
No, I'm like you. Talking and speaking is much more organic for me. So I reverse engineer those things out of the talks.
Oh, well, see, then your gift is just being brilliant.
you're too sweet.
That's awesome. But either way, this stuff that you are producing, I just for our listeners here, this stuff that Mary produces is really helpful and lovely. And I definitely encourage you all to check out what she's up to, because, you know, all of these affirmations, like we've been talking about all show, is really about shifting your words, shifting your mindset, shifting your beliefs, your patterns. And then, you know, being in alignment with your higher self, with your true self. And I guess, you know, how's that feel for you, Mary, being in that space?
Oh, you know, it feels great. But I have to tell you, too, that it's not like you ever arrive and you just stay
right.
there. You know, you get there and you have glimpses of it. And then life happens, reality happens. And it's always constantly a new check-in. And, mm-hmm. you know, Our bodies are always changing. Our lives are always changing. But I think that loosening the grip on the expectations that I always have to stay at that elevated spot is just been the best thing for me.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. You know, Dr. Pat and I were talking on her show last Tuesday about course correction. And, you know, she said something profound, as she usually does, is, you know, if you walk through a desert and you think you're walking straight in a straight line, she's like, you'll walk a mile and turn around and realize that you did not walk in a straight line. And she's like, and how that happens is 1 inch at a time, just getting like 1 inch off of, you know, alignment. And really, for the way that she was talking about it, and I couldn't agree more, is, you know, living within alignment of your true self, your higher self, however you want to put that, is really about noticing that awareness of, oh, I'm off an inch. And being able to course correct that. Because if you don't, her point was, after you've walked a mile through the desert, you're going to look back and be like, holy smokes, like I am off like so far, as opposed to I'm just off an inch. And so being able to course correct that inch on, you know, a day-to-day basis, a moment-to-moment basis was, I just love the way that she put that. I think that's what you're saying.
Yeah, that's really brilliant. And I love that there's such a focus in today to like figure out what your gifts are that you can use to serve the world. One of the fun things that I talk about is like, if you could be any superhero or any archetype, it doesn't even have to be like a superhero with a cape, but if you could be anybody you want, who would that be?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know if you have an answer. If you do, I'd love to hear it. If not, I can tell you mine.
Oh, tell me yours. I didn't know that was a question for me. I was just leaving it be like, you know, I'm going to leave everybody with this. Tell us your answer.
So mine is, initially it was Jessica, it was a cross hybrid between Jessica Rabbit and Scarlett O'Hara.
Ooh.
And it's super fun to think, because if I think about the qualities that I love about Jessica Rabbit, it's that, you know, she really stood by her man, and she was sexy and tall and curvy, so she could have anybody she wanted. But she wanted Roger Rabbit because he was the force for good, and she wanted to also be a force for good. But then you have Scarlett, who's like business brilliant, you know, sharp as a tack. And, you know, but I started to realize that my little obsession with Scarlett, you know, her life was always such a struggle. And she always had all this chaos going on. And so I decided, after years of these two women, I decided I wanted to be Dorothy, because Dorothy had the power all along.
Mm. Oh, I like that. You know what? I just want to leave this with the listeners here today of you know, who's your superpower? What's your superpower? What's your archetype? And I love the way you merged all of those together. So we just have a minute left on the show, Mary. My gosh, this went so fast. I can't thank you enough for sharing your wisdom and your process in conscious communication. I think it's a key. It's a key piece for all of us, really, that words matter and really how our words create our reality. So I want to thank you for being a part of today. Mary, thank you for being a part of today and for sharing your wisdom. And I want to thank all of you for tuning in to Rewired Life Radio. You can join me every Wednesday at noon Pacific at rewiredliferadio.com. And next week, we are going to talk about reclaiming your life. We're going to talk with my guest, Miriam, about reclaiming your life and what does that look like. So you guys have a great week. And again, tune in next Wednesday for more Rewired Life Radio.
You've been listening to Rewired Life Radio. Learn to love, heal, celebrate with author, speaker, and spiritual growth coach, Audrey Michelle. You can listen live each Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Download the podcast and connect with Audrey at AudreyMichelle.com. That's Audrey Michelle, spelled M-I-C-H-E-L.com.